On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Here we go. We do this thing one more time. Maddie Lang and Rob Christie on the other side of the table. How are you guys?
Cold.
Yep. Got a chill. Can't shake, man. That's how this goes.
All right.
That's a wrap.
Yep. Good talking to you. They sit in a warming embrace. One. They strip down and
yeah, body heat. Only way to up this bad boy.
So we are back from a fascinating Grey Cup. Before we get into it, thank you once again and one last time to our hashtag TCA Goes Gray week sponsors, Nita Beer Company, 190 Colonnade Road, www.nitabeer.com. They've been with us all week. They are with us right now as I enjoy a Lone Wolf McHale, one of their products. So big thanks to them, as always. www.tallcanaudio.com. You can find all our shows. And yeah, I don't know. What are we doing here? Facebook.com/TallCanAudio, @TallCanAudio on Twitter. Let's go. What the fuck, man? What a game.
How fun was that?
Well, for three quarters, it was a bit of a shit show, really, to be honest with you.
Well, the first quarter especially, it kind of looked like...
Is anybody going to complete a pass?
It was snowing like hell. The ball was clearly hard. It was cold out. And they just couldn't get much going, right? And you wondered, is this going to be one of those historic CFL games where it goes down as like a 9-3 kind of, game? But eventually, I think we'd all agree, Bo Levi figured it out first, got it going before the Argos did.
If you look at the end as they're flashing up the stats, time of possession dominated by Calgary.
Right.
I was surprised that Toronto seemed to somehow close the gap. Now, two
big plays, right?
100-yard plays, but yeah, they ended up with over 320 total yards, right? So, but still dominated. Yards and time of possession dominated by...
At midway through the second quarter, Ricky Ray was 3-for-10 for 16 yards. That's not winning you a championship, right?
Or securing that Hall of Fame ballot.
Right. You don't retire on that like everybody's been maybe talking about all week. So I should say... We haven't seen any post-game coverage. I have no idea if he said that he will or won't retire. I'm sure that question was asked to him. So we have no idea any of that.
Because we were in the top corner of a blistering cold concrete blizzard slab of a stadium, right? Where, all right, exciting finish. Book it!
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
And we weren't the first ones to get out of there either.
Not close to the first ones to get out of there, but it wasn't bad. Empty dude, all right, onto the buses, and it moved along okay.
For sure it did.
One of the nice things of that style outdoor stadium, right, you can pretty much exit in a lot of different directions as opposed to being funneled through three doors in an arena.
And we were looking to shimmy down a drain pipe on the outside.
I was pretty sure that was going to end terribly for me, but I was willing to maybe take that hit for the team.
And Maddie and I doing this podcast on our own.
which means it never would have. They would have had a great conversation, but it never would have made its way to the internet.
This is true.
On maybe on Maddie's Facebook page or something that could have in memoriam to Matt.
Oh, I think you're bouncing. Come on, man.
Hey, listen.
Land right on my ample behind.
I'm on an amend now on Tall Can, so
it
would have been online.
That's
one
true.
Way or the other.
I'm one of the men.
Admin.
Oh, admin. Yeah. Okay.
Means he can publish little pictures and whatever until he wakes up tomorrow and I've revoked those privileges again.
I know he loves that too.
Yeah, for sure. To me, that was a there had been up until that fourth quarter march where Calgary is coming down towards where 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
When they make that huge gaffe, fumble the ball. That was the sixth fumble of the game, and it was the first one that resulted in a change of possession, which to me is absolutely wild because with the weather conditions being what they were, that's exactly what you would think, right? The ball's going to be bouncing all over the place. There's going to be crazy turnovers, and that didn't really happen. But when it finally did, oh, man, it was big, right?
Well, because at 24-16, which is what the score was, in Hamilton.
Fuck you, Hamilton.
Wow.
Calgary on the 6th, right? That game.
How many beers have you had today?
That game hit too many, man.
Fewer than the rest of us.
That game is over.
Oh,
right?
Man. That was it. That was the whole game. If they put that in, that's done, right? And instead, tie fucking game and shit gets real in a hurry and all of a sudden Bo Levi, right or wrong, I'm going to say right, is wearing that choker label once more, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's not even his fault, really. Unless you're thinking he's calling that the throw over the
right,
run.
Right.
But the pass was completed.
Yep.
And then Buddy put it on the ground.
Yep.
Oof. I hate to be that guy.
Well, and same thing.
Whoever that guy is.
When they
is.
Get marching later, right, on their last play of the game. Same thing. What are you doing there?
Like, yeah, that's to me, that was a, yeah.
Well, listen, we've talked about it at the game. We talked about it on the bus ride home. They went for the win.
And we also talked about with the crazy drunk glue sniffing guys under the bridge.
Well, oh my God.
Well, he played hockey with Stevie Y.
Mo LeMay, man. Forget about it. Mo LeMay. And then he said he broke Iserman's leg.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
At some point, like, everybody's having a good time, right? You've just seen a hell of a football game. You've had a few beers. You're feeling good. You actually managed to roll out, hit one of those buses pretty quick. The night's going. And for some reason, when we went down those stairs and rolled into the trolls.
Honestly, it was like Alice down the wormhole, man.
Fuck.
You're just like, where am I?
And you can just tell it's that dart voice that's already had way too many to drink. And you're
yep.
gravity.
right? When he kept trying to talk in French. Bang. You're like, oh,
and heroically. Our Uber driver found us under the bridge.
Well, was this me, or did he speed in there, too? It felt like he felt like
downtown.
It's like he could feel our
angst.
Please.
Get
please.
Me. Please get yeah. me.
So that was all right. But, yeah, quite an experience to watch that. And I was saying on the march down the ramp, leaving the stadium, in terms of big events, I'm doing pretty good. Even if I haven't won them all, and I'm sure I'm not thinking of, but I've been to a Winter Classic now, Leafs win it in a shootout, been to a Centennial Classic, Leafs win it in overtime, been to GSP Condit, GSP wins that, been to this thing. I am no longer a hardcore Argo fan, but you pick a side before you show up, and, you know, as a GTA kid growing up, I still had an Argo jersey, whatever, and then you get into it, right? And I think even if I had showed up without having picked a side, the fact that they were down all night, you're kind of the underdog becomes the story, right? You're, oh my God, did I just
them, right?
see that? Are we about to?
You want to pull for them?
Are they
going to
choke again? Right? These storylines all start to creep in. You get into it.
Well, see, I was actually, I was anticipating there being less Argos fans.
Me too.
Than there was. Our section, I think, was probably stronger in Argos support.
Yep.
I found myself near the end of the game. A, wishing the clock would continue to run.
It was cold.
That's because you forgot your gloves.
This is it.
Yeah.
And B.
Not his gloves, his mitts.
Yes, and they were.
His mindies.
I turned down the Skidoo gloves for
and
sort
they were,
of these wool mitts.
The great thing about Rob's mitts is that they're on a string normally attached to his winter jacket, but
yeah,
left that.
Yeah, they stopped doing that because it was unsafe for kids. Kids hanging themselves with that string.
Oh, my God. How badly do you have to have been messed up to... accidentally hang yourself with your mitten.
I was actually
pulling a bit at the end for Calgary solely based on the prediction that I made going, at least I'm going to get this right. And it looked pretty good for a bit there.
Sure.
And then wham. So.
So in the end, in terms of predictions from us, and I can't remember all the ones from the recording we got from our friends of the show, I guess Maddie's closest on called for Toronto. I said it would be lower scoring than it ended up being if Toronto was going to have a chance.
But you said Nate. Nate called the last second field goal.
Yeah, but so it was that specific crazy long name who's he had it right down to the player whose name now Alamaru or something like that. Like it's not, the Argo kicker. He had seen it in the Yates Cup in the same building. Well, half of the same building. He was pretty close as well, but
so that guy Ahu,
sure.
Alawalu.
Sebastian Aho.
That's what I was going to say. Seabass. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Yep.
I wonder if he gets the Shenley just as we're pushes Messam right out of the way.
It would have been nice to stick around for that, but it was too fucking cold.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't possibly have cared less, to be honest with you.
I'm with Matt.
Yeah.
Solidly there.
Yeah. Wait, dude. Our toes were about to freeze the fuck off.
And this is it. Clink. Oh, there it is.
As we, move forward, any other thoughts on the game before we kind of move towards the festival and the week that it's been?
Cold as shit.
It was cold, man.
Well, I just want to say, you know what?
Shania Twain.
First Grey Cup for all of us. It had to snow.
Hey, our pizza's here. That was going to happen. We've been fucking around. We'll explain that to you in a minute, but.
It had to snow at some point, boys. It had to snow, and it was going to happen when we were at the game. That's all.
It's true.
So we will leave it there for a second while we pay the pizza dude, and we'll come back and give you a little more. So I make no apologies for that lack of professionalism whatsoever, as
when
normally it's
hungry.
No phones on in here or no phones in here or whatever kind of thing, but we'd already struck out on a couple of attempts for food, so once the pizza thing rang, that was going to be allowed to happen. Yeah, you know what? Hell of a Grey Cup. Awesome experience. Glad I went. And similar to when we did Maddie and I had been to the Winter Classic, I'd want it to be cold. I'd want it to be snowy, right? If you're only going to do it once, it's rough, but that's Canadian football, man.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
It's just, if we're going to do that once, fucking let it snow. Let it be a snowstorm. We want it to be cold. We want our beers cold. Let's let it happen that way.
What do we think of Shania?
She looked like a great time in 1989.
Yeah, I should say she looked like she came out of
That's probably a little further back than I want to.
A little bit of a came out of a Whitesnake video. Is what it looked like to me.
That crimped hair.
Yeah, yeah. That's
that crimped hair.
And she was rocking she was a solid dark sort of brunette in the early 90s, and now she's got that sort of.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably gray, but now we're going for a dirty blonde-ish kind of thing, and you're like...
Well, what's hot right now in Switzerland where she's living?
Yes, well, and you were saying, and I wasn't getting but you were saying you were quite enjoying the rack. Am I right with that?
I don't know that he was good.
Yeah.
Listen, if Shania's coming
the twain
to me,
is starting to wane. That's the...
Maybe with the twins.
If she's coming up to me or any of us, there's no way any of us is saying no.
At some point, there's still a story to be told, right? Probably still have to.
You're playing this tough. There's no way you're saying no.
Yeah, it was all right. That same kind of thing that most of these acts do, where they'll give you the one to get you fired up, and then, hey, here's something from my new album that no one gives a shit about, and then they finish strong with... You know, another hit. So
yeah, she was always accused of not being a great singer. That's why you didn't see her live a lot. The music was so loud; it was totally drowning her out.
Right.
Right. And so I'm not sure if that's intentional. I thought it. I was underwhelmed by the halftime show.
It was fun. It was a fun little CFL show, man.
Okay.
Well, we had the Biebs a couple of years ago play the CFL show. We've had distinguished Marianas Trench played the Carly Rae Jepsen has played
Black Eyed Peas.
That might have all been those three. I just mentioned the same halftime show.
Same time, right? Was that the 100th?
Yeah, that might have been the one.
But the Black Eyed Peas.
That was a big get because normally they like to go Canadian, right? And so that was a.
I think Fergie Peter Pants intentionally in that show.
Speaking of things Maddie's into. Yes.
Trimmed hair and pee in your pants.
Yeah.
Highlights from the festival itself. We touched on this a little bit last night, but, you know, thoughts on the festival and how that all shook out. It was clearly a huge hit in town.
For sure. I was loving Ryderville.
You definitely did love Ryderville.
Yeah.
If anybody's got us on
Rob was feeling
the TCA Facebook page and the Twitter page, you can see Rob dancing as much as you want.
Not as
all
much
the
as
time.
You want. There's never enough.
All the
yeah,
time.
Come on, man. It is this gift that just keeps
moving. If you want to see Rob dance to dance
look
music.
At this guy and his gift talk.
Just keep just rolling.
Yeah. I got to say, the highlight to me was actually the Argo Shipyard Party. Only because...
You're high, man.
Oh.
No, it was great.
Okay.
Hold up one second.
Hold up. Hey.
I feel like that should be my entrance every time I'm on the show. But
you wish.
Yeah. I do, actually.
Less
but it's got to be way more high voice.
Right. Hey, hold up. It's only because they came out and it was a 3 or 4 hour party. We didn't expect much from them.
Yep.
We showed up fairly early in the night.
So low expectations is what you're saying.
And you know what? It was a fucking party.
Okay.
It was a good time. You had a good time.
I did. No, it's true. I'm just saying to me, it paled in comparison to Ryderville.
I'm so, like, I enjoyed Ryderville as well. But it you've been talking about when we bring up parties, when we talk about Ryderville as this, Ryderville was a glorified nightclub in a barn. And that does not seem like your scene at all. But once we were in there, you were giving her, right? Like,
I think I'd had
yeah.
more than enough to drink.
Here's what happened. You had so much fun at the Argo party.
I think Rob's not quite ready to get in touch with his Saskabite roots. He was feeling the beacon that was bringing him home to Ryderville, maybe.
True, man. Very, very heavy in the green.
Yeah, you know what? I really enjoyed it. I thought the Spirit of Edmonton was fun.
That was a great time as well.
Ryderville was right there. Like, and I know last night on the show, I gave a ranking. I don't remember now which three I put in. Obviously, I had Bomber House last and...
Oh, everybody did.
And the Calgary thing fourth. But I don't remember after that. I enjoyed the other three. I enjoyed Spirit of Edmonton. I enjoyed the Shipyard. That was great. And I really enjoyed Ryderville. And to me, everything was buzzing when we were walking around Lansdowne. There was people everywhere, CFL jerseys everywhere, people having a great time. And apparently it was like that most of the week. Like, we weren't down there for all of it, but it seems like the city really embraced it, which is awesome, because I was a little worried. The city has clearly embraced the CFL back and the Red Blacks back, but I wondered what kind of vibe would happen in this kind of metropolitan, you know, would it
not without, quite without the home team in it?
Yeah. I wondered whether it would get kind of Toronto Vancouvered, but it seems like it was closer to a Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton kind of feel, which is great. That's where the league's strongholds are, and they've been talking all week about whether or not Halifax is going to get a team and how that's going. And the potential ownership group is here. There's been politicians here, and they're all looking at and talking to Ottawa people. This is the model they want to follow. And there's talk, though, by the end of this coming off season, they will have a conditional franchise, the same way Ottawa did. Once you get your shit together, once you get it built, we will commit to. And they're wanting to follow that Ottawa model. So,
well, Ottawa should talk to Toronto. Maybe we should follow that same goddamn model.
Yeah, so Toronto should talk to Ottawa then, not Ottawa should talk to Toronto.
Well, we can talk about that.
This week on the network, highlights, what did we like, what do we remember, what's going to be noteworthy as we move forward as we've had,
Well, see, I was loving the Nita thing that kicked off the week, having Andy in house.
Great kickoff here.
Drank too much, though, for a Monday night.
Said nobody ever.
Yeah, well, said somebody who had to be at work at 7:30.
Said the guy who peaced out on Friday.
Yep.
With this tutu on.
But I think probably I was loving the Scott MacArthur get.
That was a great show and a little different vibe. It's tougher. really, at the exact same level, really appreciate AJ Jakubek giving up his just as much time.
For sure.
But it's different in studio. And that's not AJ's fault. That's he had a ton going on too. But when you can just sit and hang out and talk sports, and it's a little different when you're not on Skype and you can look and you can see that person still talking, or you can see kind of the wry smile they're giving you as he's smashing you with another anti-senator's take or whatever might be happening, right? Yeah. That was
timing couldn't have been worse on having MacArthur here. Leafs are the best they've been in 40 years. Yeah, and yeah, it's just,
Sens had lost four in a row or whatever.
Well, maybe
it was
don't wear your don't wear your Mark Stone underwear here next time.
Listen, you stuttering prick, shut the fuck up.
That was fun. Really appreciated him giving up his time. That was a lot of fun. Super.
People might think we hate each other, but we actually really enjoy each other's company.
For sure. For sure.
Don't make me play the fight scene again. All 17 minutes of it.
Yeah, exactly. Gone with the Wind.
Right. It was an epic for sure. Yeah, you know what? To me, that was a lot of fun too. Maddie, what are you, you've only been here a couple of days, but you've checked out the other shows.
Man, this has just been a huge, amazing weekend for me. I took the train in here on Friday. I was here for Scott MacArthur, and beyond that.
Yep.
Man, what a fun weekend this has been.
For sure.
And like to pick a highlight, it's so hard because I'm not a huge Argo fan.
Right.
I jumped on the bandwagon knowing I was coming down here for this. But man, boys, what a good party! Everything. We went down to the market. We went down to Lansdowne. Went down to the shipyard. Good times all around. And you can't be upset about that. So when you're trying to pick, like, what's our best party, you can't.
Yeah, they all had something different to offer, yeah.
I think that's what I'm saying, right? Like, everybody had something different to offer, right? And I think the three places we liked the best, maybe the Eskies party, the Argos party, and the Ryder party, all had something good.
Yeah.
We all had a great time. There was a snowstorm during the actual game. And if I had to say anything, that might be my favorite part about it. It just seems so fucking Canadian.
So perfect.
Okay, and you know what? I'm not sure if we touched on this last night, but you just jogged my memory.
Sure.
First of all, 50-50 draw, $163,000.
Well, and you had sources at a different sporting event last night, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well,
because you've got the context on it.
Yeah, saying that the 50-50 at the Senators game the other night was the Saturday night of Grey Cup. Was 30,000, which is easily up 10 grand, you know, and it was heavy.
Well, that's because there's only probably about 10,000 people there.
Well, no, it was all the source was saying, yeah, all the Green Rider fans that were there in attendance.
And so crazy Westerners.
Westerners loving their... Yeah.
Love the 50-50s.
And had boosted the Sens 50-50.
Yeah, well, in 163,000, that's
we rolled into the stadium today for the Grey Cup at 20 after 5, maybe, when we were...
Yeah.
It's already $75,000 fucking dollars. Well, and went and took a piss, came out to 79.
Yeah. Yeah, no, honestly. Just
that's because you pissed for 5 minutes.
That's true, I did. Yeah,
you were emptying three different bladders.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, so when we were waiting in line at the Stamps house last night, and I'm not sure you wanted to touch on it, and I can't remember if we did or not, was the one guy behind us saying, oh, I hate this CFL, thinking that they're... Thinking that they're NFL.
There was nothing about this part. Because it was just the lineup thing. But we were next in line and they were right behind us. Like, the line was four people deep, like, at Stamps. Oh,
I'm indignant.
They're big time in us, the CFL, trying to pretend this is the Super Bowl. There is nothing about anything I saw this week that made me think Super Bowl. Right down to the shitty choir show that did the national anthem at the game. Spirit of Edmonton, Ryder. Like, there was nothing about any of it. Just different players and media types walking party to party. Nothing about it felt like anyone was big-timing you. It felt like, and I Maddie pointed him out when we got to the Spirit of Edmonton on Friday night. We've kicked around Steve Simmons a fair bit on this show, and there was something kind of cool. I'm still going to disagree with him all the time, but he's standing there like everybody else, tapping his toe to the Garth Brooks tune, having a beer, watching the Spirit. There was
3 feet
something cool.
Behind us.
Yeah, there was something cool about the whole thing, and there was nothing about it that felt like you were being big time. Just some drunk moron, obviously. Yeah.
Now, same
as
thing
dumb as us wanting to get into Stamps House for no reason.
Same thing at the Argo place, though, right? We were sitting there, ready to go into the Argo party.
Yeah,
and some assholes behind us from Toronto, obviously, start chanting, "Let us in! Let us in!" And the smartest thing I've ever heard Rob say was, we're not with them.
It was a chant. They're going, let us in, let us in. Rob, we're not with them. We're not with them. And the bouncer just looks at Rob and goes, that's a great call, or whatever he said, right? Like something along that. That's a smart thing to say right there or whatever. So, yeah, to me, that was a weird, you know, just one random drunk moron, but you kind
of
go.
Couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was nothing about it to me that felt like it was trying to be Super Bowl-ish.
And I've never been to a Super Bowl.
Probably never will.
But I'm not sure if, you know, if you have Dolphins fans and Bills fans and if they're all rolling up en masse in all their gear. And it, to me, it's just it's like they celebrate. The CFL celebrates itself every Grey Cup. Doesn't matter where it is. People don't give a shit. People showing up in their – how much Eskimo shit did you see today? And how much Green Rider stuff did you see?
It really is a CFL party.
Right, right. And so to me, that was the beauty of it. Right, is just sort of this. It's really sort of we're all in this thing together, right? We're loving the sport.
Well, so as the last thing that we kind of do here before I wind this down, I'm going to ask the both of you in a slightly different, slightly different vein. I'll start with Rob, just because you've been a CFL fan for a long time. You regularly attend games up here, for the Red Blacks. Did this weekend Grey Cup do anything for your fandom? Are you still the same, or did it kind of give it a little boost? Did it kind of make you look down on some other fan bases? Did it do anything for you?
You mean as a fan of the CFL, or as a fan of the Red Blacks?
Either, really. As a fan of the league, probably more than.
Yeah, I think what I'm left with more, the sport is still the same, and I think anybody who listening to his first name escapes me. Lindley, who's the
Ryan Lindley,
the third string quarterback for the Red Blacks, who's just come up here. This is a guy who started a playoff game for the Bears, right? Comes out of major university football, and he's telling his buddies back home, yeah, if you're interested, you're thinking about coming here, you're gonna either have to prepare better than I did, or be prepared to be humbled. This is still professional football. If you think you're coming up and it's small time, yeah, you're going to get humbled.
Right.
Right? It is still professional football. And it's great and it's entertaining. And to me, in the CFL, it's you're virtually never out of it, right? And so today's game
that proved it today.
Proved it today, man. Honestly, honest to God.
Two big plays.
And you're down by 8, 4 minutes to go or whatever it is, and it changes like that, right? And I think the city of Ottawa, which takes a justifiable slagging for a lot of stuff, I think they did a great job hosting, right?
No doubt.
I think it was embraced, even though the home team wasn't in it. Yeah, I think Ottawa did a good job.
Maddie, I'm going to put it to you a little differently. Obviously, as a guy who has spent a lot of time slagging the NFL, what does this experience do for you? Maybe doesn't turn you into a regular CFL fan, but what does it do for your appreciation or lack thereof of the league, the game itself, this version of the sport? What are you leaving with?
We talk about appreciation. Freeze. The game may have turned me on this because, like we said, it's still pro football. So as much as I'm a fan of the NFL, the four down rule, slightly different rules, I didn't quite get the no clock running after 2 minutes. There's some things that I wasn't really clear on, and Rob helped me out on that a couple times.
I think the 2 minute rule was coming out at halftime. That thing kept ending up back at 2 minutes.
Yeah,
I was like, we're not really ready to
run the second half yet.
I was like, what's happening?
Yeah,
here?
As we're
Why
standing
the
there waiting
running?
For the second half to start, they kept saying 2 minutes to go on it, and it just wouldn't fucking move. Anyway,
yeah.
The listener. Yeah,
I didn't understand the timeout rules, I didn't quite understand. Yeah.
The challenge rules are different. Even just since August.
Well, you didn't understand it, but the guys behind us, they kept saying, challenge it!
Yeah.
Challenge, you're like, you got no challenge, man.
You got one.
Well, at least I
gone.
Had the decency to ask you guys before I yelled anything out there, right? So, they might have been dummies, but.
That puts you in front of most of the section we were in.
They should all ask us.
Yes.
So, I, it's a tough position because I know we've been talking about this. We've been planning this week for a very long time. So for me, I've been a little more into the CFL this year.
Stay on the mic there, boss man.
I'm trying. Sorry. I know. I keep looking at Rob.
Yeah, don't do that.
He's giving me the Care Bear eyes.
It's really hard not to look at Rob.
He's giving me those Care Bear eyes, and it's hard to look away. Shame.
Don't Shame. Look at that. Don't look at that.
But I've been trying to be a little more into the CFL, just a little more, just
open-minded.
Open-minded, let's say, right? As a very clear Pats fan, as a very clear NFL fan, I love those guys. I love college football. You know what? I love football.
Sure.
So showing up today and watching these games, or this game at least, and when I say these games, I mean the playoff games
yep.
leading up to it.
Yep.
It's enjoyable. I do miss the production value of the NFL.
Oh, well.
And not on the on-field stuff, but pre-game, post-game. I miss it a little bit. Well, but you can get over that.
That's
you
the biggest show. That is the biggest show
sure
that,
yeah.
in pro sports.
It's showbiz. They do it upright. Right. They do it up well.
And nobody should misunderstand when we talk about the CFL being pro football. You have the best athletes.
Yeah, no one's sitting around football saying that the CFL playing in the is NFL. Better.
On a smaller field, it's just shit happens there, bang, bang. It's
on top of you.
There's a reason why most of these people are here. It's because they can't make it there.
As long as you're willing to appreciate it for what it is, right. This can still be a blast, and we've seen that for a week now.
And that's the best way to say it. If you can appreciate it for what it is, it's a blast.
Yeah.
And the problem with Toronto, we've touched on this, last couple days, they just have so much fucking competition.
That's a huge part of it, absolutely.
And there's so many times that, you know, I've tried to get to Argos games, but they're Thursday nights, they're Friday nights,
the chip truck is calling you. Yes.
They just need to do something. They need to do something different in Toronto, right?
Put it on a Tuesday.
And I'm not sure what it is, but maybe they need to make it every home games on a Monday. They need to do something to get people into that area because they already have, like we talked about this, but and I think it was with Scott, there's a million people in condos just waiting to do something.
Yep.
Right? And the Blue Jays have tapped into that. The Argos have not.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of the CFL feeling old in Toronto. It doesn't feel that way here. Like when you go to an Ottawa game, one of the things they've tapped into young, and I think that happens in not all, but I think in Calgary, from what I've read, it's a fairly young demographic. In Toronto, it's your grandpa goes to the CFL in Toronto,
but
right?
You know
your
what?
Dad goes to the CFL in Toronto. Jays, when they rebounded, it was young people going.
But let's put it into a different context though, right? So I've been to Ottawa Senator games with empty seats.
Sure.
And they can't figure out how to fill the stadium. When you go to a Leaf game, it's not old people.
No.
It's young people
in this country, the Leafs is such an unfair comparison to the, you know, the Leafs and Habs do what they do. To compare that to the CFL is a rough go for any comparative, in my opinion.
I just think it's the same crowd you're looking at, and you got to find a way to appeal to them. Because it's still a sport crowd.
Sure.
There's still people who want to go to a live event, like we talked about on the upcoming Audio Whiplash.
Yeah.
There's people who want to be at live events, and there's tons of them.
And you're talking about 9, maybe 10 with the preseason a year, mm-hmm. right?
There's not a lot of events,
you're not looking at doing 41 home games or 81 in baseball. You're looking at doing 10 nights.
Well, and that's what I'm at, right? So, like, you don't need to get them there that much. You need to get them there. But if you pick one night a week that people know the Argos are playing, and if you put on the show that they did tonight.
Yeah, well,
never mind on the field.
Yeah.
If you just put on the show that goes
along
with it. You have
Shania Twain every Monday night. Oh.
Well, and you know what?
Well, yeah. I think Marianne's Trench is available. Yeah, so
for sure they are. Of course they are. At a minute's notice.
You know what I mean? So if you put that on, if you give us a reason to be there, people will be there. They just haven't figured it out. And like I've told you, full disclosure, I'm there with the Toronto Wolfpack.
Yep.
Those are my guys.
Yep.
How can they put 9,000 people in the seats? for a third division English rugby league.
No, it's true, and that's a whole other discussion in terms of get the Argos marketing and this and that. But you know, in terms of you know, for me, this week was maybe reaffirming in terms of my CFL fandom, right? In terms of it's kind of cool to see. I don't know how many. This is a unique city because of the government thing, right? How many Calgary Senate, you know, members of Parliament are yep. here and have kids that are Stamps fans or Rough Riders fans. Well, so it's like, a little unique that way. I don't know how much of the crowd is came in from out of town or already transplanted Rough yep. Rider fans or
the
whatever.
Military's big here as well,
right? So that's an interesting dynamic. I don't know how much it matters. They came out and they embraced it in this city, whether they flew in or whether they were already here with their colors. And you could tell at some of these parties, it was just people out. Well, let's see what this is all about. Maybe I'm not an Argo fan. Maybe yeah. I'm not a whatever. And so that was cool for me. It was reaffirming to what can sometimes be played off as a minor league sport. What's been interesting for me is, having grown up in the GTA, the Argos were always kind of portrayed as the minor league sport. Being up here, I can remember I got on board right away. Like, I'll never trade in my Leaf blue for Senators, whatever color they're going to wear this year. I did trade in my Argos double blue for the I liked that. I liked the approach. I liked what they were trying to build. I wanted to get on board with it. And this was reaffirming for me in my CFL fandom. I had a great time at the parties. I had a great time watching the local coverage and what was happening. The game was a blast. You probably saw all 9 CFL jerseys at the game tonight on the concourses at whatever. And so to me, it was a blast. And that's going to be what I take away from it. And it's done nothing but, if nothing else, strengthened anyway, my fandom of the league. So as we start to wrap this up, the boys will indulge me for a second because I want to take a second to thank everybody. We kicked the week off with Amy Burke, who maybe doesn't have the same name that some of our other guests this week does. But when we have Amy on and I look at our map of where our listens and our downloads are coming from, the eastern part of this country lights up a little bit more than it normally does. So great to have her on to start things off as we do a very Canadian thing to start this week. Great way to start. We had Andy from Nita Brewery on next. We've talked about that before. All of these shows available at tallcanaudio.com or at your podcast feed. Like I said, Nita has been unbelievable in their support for us this week, and Andy gave us a great show. It was awesome to have him in. Up next, we went with Nate Sager, a guy who's been with us literally since day one. Rob and I sat down and recorded the first episode of Audio Whiplash and the first episode of Tall Can Sports, and Nate was right there when we came to Episode 2 of Tall Can Sports. He was our first guest. He came on, did a great job with us, and has continued to support us all the way through. So thanks to Nate. He did a great job. Check out his new podcast. He's got a great project going on called the Sports Lit Podcast, available everywhere. Following that, AJ Jakubek, man, that was fun, and I expected that to be kind of the crowning jewel of the week, and he didn't disappoint. That was a guy that, again, Rob and I had our eye on for a while, that when the audience reached a certain point, it was time, and we wanted to start reaching out for more guests. That was a guy we both had a ton of respect for. That was fantastic. And like I said, he didn't disappoint. So thank you so much to AJ. Okay, after that, what did we do? Man, moving along, Scott MacArthur was the next guy from TSN 1050 in Toronto. Just happened to be in town, as you heard on that episode. I'm not sure how we ended up Facebook friends, when I added him, when I whatever. But I just happened to see on Facebook that he checked in Ottawa. He was up here doing the Radio Row thing. And I just sent him a message and I said, hey, I hope you don't find this intrusive. And, you know, would you be willing to come over and do this? And instead of telling me to go fuck my hat, he said, yeah, let's see if we can make that happen. And so that was great. And he gave us a great show as well, came in and did a nice a round table type deal. So, you know, we've had some great guests this week across the table. Matty Lang made the trip up, enjoyed his first CFL experience. Matty did a lot of work this weekend that's going to go unrecognized by some people. There's things that Maddie did for us this week that the most people won't know about.
Unspeakable, really.
Yeah. and
that makes it sound so much worse or better, depending on who you are.
And honestly, we really appreciate that. It was great to have him here. And of course, Rob, extremely supportive all the way through, continues to give us other unspeakable
content, yeah. Mostly.
And so this was a ton of fun to build to for the last couple of months as kind of a TCA extravaganza. And to me, it came together pretty well. Really happy with how that went. So,
well, man, not to cut you off, but it was a fucking blast. And thanks for having me up. Because I know you guys, you know, especially Maddie. Matt put me up all weekend. And Rob, as always, puts up with me. So, you know what?
Always.
Yeah. What a fun weekend. And I wasn't here for AJ's talk, but I got to say, that was my favorite podcast listen on my write-up on the Via Rail this weekend.
Yeah, he was great.
That was a fantastic little pod.
Super knowledgeable to him.
Absolutely.
That was just, that was A+. So good on you boys for that get.
That's Matt.
Well.
Because that was just like, that was top notch. And I haven't had a chance to listen to Scott yet. I mean, clearly I was here, but with Scott here, I just shut my mouth.
No, it's been awesome. And I really appreciate if you've listened to one show or all of our approaching 300 shows, one show this week or all of the shows this week. We really appreciate your support. This has been a ton of fun. And we will wrap up our hashtag TCA Goes Gray Week coverage right here. We will look for more unique ways to bring you guys some great new content. For Maddie Lang and Rob Christie, my name is Matt Robinson, and thank you for checking this out with us.
Peace.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.